Good morning, everyone, and welcome back to Tradio Station. I'm your host, AK Akka Abhishekar. I hope you guys have been learning a few things from these podcasts. In case you have been doing so, all you got to do is just go and give us some stars on whatever podcasting platforms you listen us at. Well, that decently serves as a purpose of motivation. So please don't be lazy and just go and smash some stars over there. Talking about the markets, before even we proceed towards market, let me share a good news. I'll be sharing space on a panel discussion with the brand head of Philips. Ji haan, you heard it right. The same company which was set up in 1891, the Mammoth, which has got some $1 trillion turnovers going on so far. And so I'm really excited. There would be some bureaucrats also who will be there. It's almost 1.2 billion euros. That's the sort of income which Philips earns. So I'm really excited to be a part of it. There has been good progression. Other than that, our Joe stock in just like 2 days has crossed more than 310,000 views. A lot of people are getting jealous also. Not a lot of people, only 5%. So that would be an overestimation. Jealous in the sense, how come this guy is on Joe's talk? How come he's getting scope? The same happened when I was invited on Elon platform. The same happened when last year I was a part of international trading conference wherein I got an opportunity to share space with Jack Swagger and other eminent personalities. And the same happened when 3 years back at Mahatma Mandir, Gujarat, that is precisely Gandhinagar, I was awarded the Youth National Award. So Leadership Award. So I'm really excited. Thank you so much for your love and support. It's because of the same. Now we will simply jump onto the market view. Yesterday we said that don't go very aggressive on ITs. ITs can show some signs of weakness. It opened up and from there itself, it's completely transcended towards the south. It started a journey towards south and we clearly saw that almost all the IT companies went down. There was a lot of fuss about option freeze yesterday because when this candle, which was formed around 110 or something, then suddenly there was option freeze in Nifty option, I guess 15750 or 15700 put. So a lot of people actually were saying that if this would be the case and the exchanges don't do anything about it, even if we are putting a stop loss, that would be a big trouble for us. So guys, just make sure that these things will become usual in the days to come, considering the margin changes. So you will have to embrace these changes. There's no other option other than that. So this might create more troubles for option sellers than option buyers because, okay, anyways, option buyers also will face problem, but the losses for option sellers could go at a very high level. But in any case, if someone is smart enough to adjust the positions and is taking multiple positions, so for example, if you are picking up straddles, if you are taking on multiple strikes, if you are taking strangles on multiple strikes, you really need not to worry about all those things. And yesterday, as we said, the resistance actually respected really well and we drifted down. So what do we see today? Today, as far as support is concerned for Nifty, 15,620 plus minus 30 points. So that's almost the closest 15,692. So 15,620 plus minus 20 points is where we actually see the support for Nifty. Talking about the other aspects, that is the resistance. So for the resistance, it's around 15,800 itself. That's coming out to be a round figure, but 15,800, 820, that is precisely the resistance level. So you can actually keep this thing in mind. Talking about Bank Nifty has a support around 35,000. It is still respecting that level. And on the upper side, 35,380, 35,420. This is precisely where the resistance actually ranges. What is my bias for the day? Strangely, my bias for the day is not to trade much on the indices. I don't know why, but today I just want to be a little cautious seeing at the moves which has happened over the last 2 days, although not that violent, but those single candles which are actually being formed, I would wait for the levels to break first before initiating any positions. Another update, we had given a swing view on DLF, and as we all know, in views we are not giving calls, so it's not about stop loss or target market or something. So the view turns out to be really good. DLF has been going up. A lot of people were trying to make a mockery that it won't go up, but it has gone up. But we also need to understand that DLF right now is also having a resistance around 313-314. So in case you are someone who's holding on to it with a trailing stop loss of 308, you can continue to hold. If the trailing stop loss hits, just book your profits, because ultimately it's a trailing stop loss and you can exit. For fresh entrants, you should wait for a pullback. In case you get around 300 odd levels, that would be a better chance. What is the overall view for the market? Overall view for the market is a little confusing. I'll be just honest. It is confusing. It's still, you know, there is no person in this planet who can accurately predict that aaj upar jayega, aaj niche jayega. We play with probabilities, and the one with the higher probabilities always wins on the longer run. So it's not about guarantee, it's about probability. And honestly, for today's structure, I'm a little confused. So my suggestion would be go stock specific rather than going here and there. Yes, I am holding on to some stocks in cash, like Escorts. I'm holding in cash. I'm also holding into HDFC Life, that is also in cash. So disclaimer, please consult your financial advisor before. So I hope you got some insights about the markets. Till then, keep learning, keep growing, keep investing, and keep trading.